It's time for another sports presentation right here on CorporateCoverageRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
Welcome. Welcome here to the Fort Site Fieldhouse for the first volleyball match of this season for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. With me tonight, I'm going to welcome Susie Fortkamp. She's here to help me broadcast, so everybody say hi. Susie, say hi. And
hello.
And welcome. So thank you. I appreciate you helping me out. So right now we're going over the starting lineup for the St. Mary's Rough Riders, and they have Samantha Ackroyd, Abby Young, Kelsey Pope, Claire Berkey, Addison Louse, and Carly K. Wood. And then starting for the Indians, Paige Judy, Paige Fortkamp, Chloe Showalter, Brooke Collins, Olivia Patch, and Whitney Rammel. So, looking for a good match tonight, Susie. I don't know. We've seen a couple of scrimmages, and they've been working out some things and trying to find just the right lineup. So I'm curious to see what they come out with for us tonight. So
yes, they can't be lacking on the effort they've had. They've played really hard in the scrimmages they've had. They've played a lot of different lineups.
And,
they've played a lot with each other. So we'll see how it goes tonight.
We'll see
a good volleyball match.
Yep, I think so too. I think there's some big shoes to fill from last year, and I think some of these kids coming in have done a real nice job of filling in shoes. So very pleased to see what we had over the scrimmage season. So I think we're giving each other the old handshake, and we'll get started here in a moment. So Chelsea Kellogg, I believe, is in her, I want to say this is her seventh year and maybe something like that. So she is in her seventh year of coaching, maybe the eighth, I'm not sure. I have to go back and count. I'm going to ask her when we're done with this. So we will get the game started, and Madison Rammel is already texting me wanting to know how it's going. I don't know what to tell her. I said, well, I'm going to text her and say, well, the Star Spangled Banner sounded good.
It did. They did. They have great sound system in here.
Oh, goodness. So here, and we're off. I'm going to let her know that. So, yeah. So Kiki Wendell hops in as our libero, and she replaces Whitney Rammel. And Kiki and Paige Fortkamp have their little kick dance, I think that's what we call it.
I'm pretty sure I could do that.
I think you could. I think it's something we need to work on, definitely. You and I can practice that.
That's right. Hop again.
I don't know if I can hop anymore. Yeah. I think I'm past hopping, but... Anyway, it looks like St. Mary's got some height, and I know a couple of our girls from Grand Lake Volleyball, and we might have a handful tonight with some good defense, and they got a nice tall girl up front. So St. Mary's is going to lead us off with a serve. So off, and here's the first serve of the game to Paige Fortkamp, to Chloe, up to Olivia Patch for a nice, easy tip kill for Olivia Patch. Yep, so rotation, we sub right away, and Brenna Holman comes in for Paige Fortkamp.
A junior on this Indians team.
Yep. And she has a nice strong serve, and she gets an ace. Good call by the official. So, a nice serve by Brenna.
2-0, Indians are up.
Another good, nice. You know, those are two great serves. She has, in scrimmages, struggled a little bit, and you can see her frustration with it, but I think she's a gamer. She wants to get to a game situation and stop messing with scrimmaging, and a nice dig, nice fast play, and then a nice strong hit to, my goodness, somebody got in the net. Oh, they missed that one, but a nice strong hit by Paige Fortkamp, or Paige Judy, but back over the net by St. Mary. So point for St. Mary. And I will try to do a play-by-play and let you jump in on anything you want to talk about. So St. Mary's with the serve, a nice serve received by Brooke College. And 7 for St. Mary's, so she gets blocked at the net.
Tremendous block.
Yeah, that was pretty blocked. Yeah, we need to not telegraph our set so much, but you know what, that one will come. I think we'll get it. Another nice serve. Kiki struggles a little bit. A little miscommunication on the serve receive, and then who's going to take the next ball? So
3-3.
Yep.
St. Mary's coach this year is Madison Roaring.
Yes.
St. Henry graduate, first year coaching.
Yes, we're very excited to see her. She's very excited to be here. So another nice serve, and it goes out of bounds. So gives the Indians an easy point. Puts us up 4-0. Whitley Ramble comes in for the libero position, and Olivia Patch will have a seat. And back to serve with Kiki. So we'll see if Kiki can string us up some points. In the front row, we got Whitley Page and Brooke Collins. Nice throw by Kiki. Indians let the ball go out of bounds. Out of bounds on St. Mary's. Puts us up 5-3. Nice ace. That ball dropped. I think the bottom dropped right out of it.
Beautiful serve.
And we have a great view of that as well. So hopefully we don't see any more of those miscommunications. But those will cost you a lot. Ooh, out of bounds, Kiki. Nice aggressive serve.
Barely
out of bounds. Just barely out. Yep. So 4-6-4 in favor of the Indians. And back to serve, if you want to just all around be serving for them, that'd be super.
Bailey Snyder,
and up to Kiki, to Chloe, to Whitley Ramel. Whitley Ramel gets a nice kill. Or, no, a nice block. She gets blocked, my bad. I guess I put that blind on their side in there. How am I doing? I can't see very well. I'm just wearing my glasses. And a nice serve. Kiki, nice pass. Chloe. Over to Paige Moody. You can't finish the attack. So the Indians are just regrouping here. Another good serve. St. Mary's ties it up. 6-6. Good pass by Kiki. Out to Brooke Collins. He roll shots it over. And a free ball over by the St. Mary's Rough Riders to Chloe, to Paige Judy, who gets blocked again. But she's not seeing our blockers very well. But see if we can get her around them. Indians down 7-6. That's 3 straight points for the Rough Riders. Let's see if she does anything different or if we keep it here. Paige Judy can't handle serve receive, so the Indians just kind of, it was not a good play there, not a good play, so.
6-6, we're down.
Yeah. Paige Judy to Chloe. Chloe dumps it over. Oh, nice little pancake by St. Mary's. That's right, it's a free ball, and it drops. The Indians let it drop. 4 straight points, and so for college, and talk about it. Indians down 9-6. We'll take a little break.
Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
If you're not sure, just let me know. Oh, and we're back. Okay. We're back. We're discussing some. We're trying to keep stats, and I'm struggling. I don't know about Susie over here, but I'm struggling. So, again, St. Mary's up 9-6 in the first game. Nice serve, and Paige Judy can't handle it. They got a free ball it over. So St. Mary's gets the attack, and they get blocked. Whitley Ramble will get the block. And another block. He does not want the ball coming over. And over ball by Sam Ackroyd. Nice set over to Paige Judy, who can't hit it again.
Didn't get it over the net.
Yep, we gotta figure out a way to get the ball on the other side of the court.
St. Mary's is blocking really well.
Yeah, they are. They're blocking really well. They're just, I think they've been told, follow Paige Duty. Follow Paige Duty. So Paige Duty, the Whitley Ramel, again, doesn't get it over. We need to keep being aggressive. I don't know if it's, I'm not sure. We just need to keep being aggressive. Nerves could be. Indians down 11-6. See if we can get in the regroup here. Number 7 still serving. Paige Duty is definitely getting picked on over there, I think. They're serve receive, and then they're blocking her. I think she's being targeted. So we'll see if we can't twist this up a little bit. Pulling her to the net, and they're serving again. And back to Brenna, to Chloe, and up to Paige Duty, who gets the kill with some serious miscommunication.
We'll take a point anyway.
We'll take it. We're down 7. Indians down 7-12. We'll take that point.
It was pretty. In the lineup for the Indians is Marissa Garkey in the front row, and Hope Wendell is doing the serving right now. She'll be doing our setting.
So new setter. We'll see how this goes and see if she can't get us a rolling. So nice serve by Hope. Back row. And the ball goes out of bounds by Ackroyd. Indians get a point. So Hope's getting us started here. Indians down 8-12. Another nice serve by Hope Wendell. Sets up their offense. And nice dig by Brooke. Nice kill by Brooke College. So great play.
Got a great dig.
Yeah, good dig, and she came back around and had a nice strong hit. So
she reset herself real quick.
She did. You can tell she's been trained.
Yep.
So another nice serve by Hope. And they're struggling to get it over. Dig by Brenna. Up to Hope. Back set to Marissa Garkey. A nice hit.
Nice dig by Kiki.
Yes, very nice. So another dig by Kiki. Up to Hope. And a nice big kill by Whitley Randall. So nice. That was a pretty play. I'll tell you what, that was a great dig by Kiki. Get that going. Beautiful dig. And Hope to get her wheels underneath it and set it. Beautiful, beautiful play. So the Indians only down 2 now. We're 10-12 in favor of the St. Mary's Rough Riders. And a nice serve by Hope. And the St. Mary's has the free ball it over. And here goes the free ball play. And up to Whitley Ramel. Goes for a nice slide. And they keep it in play. And they got a free ball it again. For Marissa Garkey to Hope. And out to nice roll shot. Nice roll shot by Brooke Colling. Brooke always says, I'll just take care of this. And St. Mary's wants to talk about it. So nice little lineup change, or I guess rotation change we needed, and we're going to go ahead and take a break.
This is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Oh, and we're on. Oh, sorry. Thank you. Gosh, Neil. I'm glad you're paying attention because I sure wasn't. So, we're back. Hi, Dad. Sorry about the dead air.
Last time, they took a timeout. I had 2 commercials going to go, and they came back 30 seconds, so I only did 1 this time.
Gotcha. Okay. Got it.
Sorry.
I said no. I was wondering. I was like, what's going on? Okay. So anyway, Indians back down just 1 now, 11-12. Hope Wendell has come in to spark the offense a little bit and get us some good serving. So she's going to get us another great serve. She's a very good serve that they cannot handle. So that's what we'd like to see. We're going to give Hope an ace for that one. So she ties up the ball game for us. Nice serve by Hope Wendell. Let's see if we can't get the... there's another nice... just gets it out of bounds. She's heading to that very back corner and just missed it. So we've got Kiki, Brenna, and Marissa back to serve receive. And in the front row, we've got Brooke, Whitley, and Marissa. So we'll see what kind of offense we can spark here. So Kiki, not to the great serve receive, out to Marissa, who gets a nice hit. And Ramel with another block. good job. And the St. Mary's can't handle it. So in for the line, in for the Indians is Paige Fortkamp, and back to service, Brooke Halleck. So now in the front row, we got a pretty strong front row. Marissa Whitley and Paige Fortkamp. I'd like to see them get the ball out to Paige Fortkamp and see what she can do here. So back to serve, we got Brooke Halleck, and let's see if she can't get us some points. Nice one, and kind of that serve again, and it's a lot like Kiki. I don't know if you see it, but yeah. It just like it hits the point, and it just drops down. So
eight for Brooke.
Yeah, nice serve. Which gets us our 14th point and puts us up one. Another nice serve. Outside hit. Big Brooke Halleck up to Hope and out to Paige Fortkamp, and she gets a nice kill down the line. Nice kill down the line. That's your routine play right there. What you want to see.
Good dig, good set, good
hit. That's what you want, coach. Exactly what you want. Nice serve by Brooke Collins. Rough Riders struggle a little bit with it, but they get it out to the outside header. And Brooke and Marissa said, not today, not Brooke, but Willie and Marissa.
Nice block.
Yeah.
Straight down.
Yep.
I got her a little fired up.
And I did. But usually does. But I tell you what, I've watched them, even in practice, when Willie does something, they're just like, oh. Back set to Marissa Garkey for a nice swing. Not try to kill, but she gets a nice swing on it. Has got a free ball it over and out to Marissa Garkey. Gets a great kill. Beautiful kill. I tell you, it looks like they're running around like chickens with their heads cut off, but I think they do have a plan. There is a plan out.
It looks good.
It looked good. Whatever it was, it looked good. So back serve again is Brooke. See what she brings. Nice serve. Again, the bottom dropped out. Oh, nice play by almost Mary. That was a beautiful save. And they send it over, and it goes out of bounds. And Madison Barrering, the coach for St. Mary's, wants to take another time out and talk about it. So Indians off their roll, up 18-13 in the first game.
Mary Colleen's will be open the rest of the summer, Thursday through Sunday. They're open at 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and 3 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. That means you can get all your favorites again. Wings, subs, great sandwiches, and fried goodies, and of course, their pizza. Call ahead at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up, or stop by and see Corey and Jared and order your food, and visit with the gang while your food's getting ready. And don't forget their famous pizza and wing buffet every Friday at lunch. Miracle Lanes, now open Thursday through Sunday for the rest of the summer. Stop in or call 375-4274.
Hey, we're back here at the Fort Scarborough Fieldhouse watching the Indians play some volleyball against St. Mary Rough Riders. I think this has been our first match of the season for quite a few years now, so it's a nice little warm-up match, and they give us usually some fairly good competition. Just really different. So Brooke Halleck gets us a hope I know that for what they ran all this. Holy cow, that was a bomb. Does she get him fired up or what? Holy cow. But you know, we can always see that hit, that big hit, but I'll tell you what, it comes from the pass, and it comes from the set. You know, there's a lot that goes into that. So Marissa Garkey in for and gets a nice hit, free ball over. And then somebody goes under the net. Indians get it. So there's a lot that goes into a pretty play like that. You know, the end result is always that mash, but you know, if it's not the pass and the set, you know, you're
a nice serve by Brooke Halleck.
Yeah. Yeah, beautiful serve. The free ball it over.
Yeah. And he ends up 21-13.
Were we down 12-8?
We were down 12-6.
Okay.
Actually, it might have been 13. No, it was 12. It was 12. You're right. Yeah, but we were right.
We scored up until that. 18-6.
one, not 15 to two.
Yep.
So
yep.
He just served long.
Yep.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. It's good that you see that. Just one little unforced error. You know, Brooke Pollard made a good string with pass with serving, and that's just what we needed. So some good leadership on the floor right now to just kind of take control of the game and serving for St. Mary's is Kelsey Pop.
Yep.
Nice swing. Another great, just out of bounds by Paige Forkamp, but great pass, great set, and she was going for that line, and that line shot is hard to hit. If she keeps hitting like that you can't get out of the way. It's going to be a kill. No fear. No, he can't call that. I don't know why he's calling that.
It's the first hit.
Yeah.
It's not a lip on the first hit.
That's not something you can call. That's in the rule book, but we'll let it slide this time.
21-16.
And Brooke Collins to Hope Wendell out to Paige Forkamp in here now.
That one was a heck of a blast, also. It just didn't clear the net.
Yeah,
wow.
It was.
Wow.
She's just getting warmed up. Don't you worry about her.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's worried about her. That's out of bounds. But we're going to take it and let the Ramwell get it. And, St. Mary's makes a great play. And then Hope out to Paige Forkamp, and there she is. There's Paige Forkamp. It was only a matter of time.
She just needed to get her two
warm-ups in. I mean, her first two were great. You know, she hits so hard. I know. Neil Spencer's over here shaking his head like, oh, my goodness. She hits the ball hard. So back to serve for the Indians is Whitley Randall. Let's see how she does here. She gets it in, and she gets it over. And they're going to make a play out of it, and Whitley Randall gets a nice dig. Out to Hope, out to Paige Forkamp. It gets a bomb of a kill.
So they had a great dig there, too.
Yeah, she did. You know, and her and I had a nice little conversation after she got this serving position. I said, that's an important position. You may not think it is, but you really got to take it more seriously and be more consistent. And there she goes, bombing it out of bounds. Because she can play defense. I've seen her play defense. We'll see if she meets her goals on that one tonight. So back to serve for the St. Mary's Rough Riders is Cherise. I call her Cher.
Pretty?
I call her Cher. She played with Madison in club, so I could never pronounce her name. So Paige Forkamp gets the ball again, and what a dominating force she is. So in for the Indians, we got Chloe. She's going to go back and serve. And, you know, I wish I would have tracked Chloe's serving over the summer. Her scrimmages, I think she may have led us in aces. Her serving is a lot like it just drops. I don't know how she does it, but she floats it over and drops them right in. So she serves it over and in, and they're able to make a play out of it. And
block,
yep.
Pass to Forkamp.
Yep.
Back to Paige.
There she is. There's Paige Judy. Just where we needed her. So the Indians finished that with a score of 25-18. Didn't start out great, but I think, I don't know, just a couple of rotation changes, and sometimes you just got to get out of that funk. So, and I think we got ourselves out of the funk, and we're going to take a little time out.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are vaccinations on your back-to-school list for your child? If he or she is in need of the meningococcal or Tdap vaccine, Kalp Pharmacy can administer the vaccine without a prescription if the child is 13 years and older and accompanied by a parent or guardian. Most preventative vaccines are covered at 100% by insurance. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery in Arcanum, Ohio, Union City in Bern, Indiana, or call 800-686-2314 to schedule an appointment. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner special. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Okay, and we're back at the Fort Recovery Fieldhouse, getting ready to start the second game of this match. Just a few stats for the first game. What stood out, we had, who had our three digs? Was that Kiki or Brooke?
Kiki and Brooke,
both had three digs apiece. And then as far as serving goes, Brooke's colleague led us with 7 points. And then Hope had came in and gave us three. Whitley Rammel ended up with 6 kills. And Paige, or no, I'm sorry, one... 3 kills, and then Paige Forkamp came in and mashed 4 there at the end. So we'll see what we do if we can get it started a little bit quicker this game.
I agree.
Yeah.
Can't have a lull. Especially when we're against that competition.
Nope. Can't have lulls. So we'll see. We'll see what happens here.
That's a good way to learn to get out of it in the first game of the season.
Yep.
Lulls are going to happen. We got to get out of it.
Yep. Amen to that. So back for the Indians to serve, we have Chloe, and then our lineup is, looks to me like it's the same. Chloe, Paige Forkamp, Olivia Patch, Paige Judy, colleague, and Whitley Rammel, and then our libero for the night, Kiki Wendell, is going to come in and replace Whitley Rammel and Olivia Patch. So lineup. Yep, that lineup's been checked, and we're ready to roll. We just need a ball. So we'll see if we can tack on to these stats and see if we can get around that one rotation a little bit quicker. So back to serve for the Indians. We have Chloe Showalter.
Mary's on the rotation where the Berkey girl's in the front row. She's pretty cut there.
Yeah, she's on that block page one hand, or page did Judy the first couple times. So,
yep.
St. Mary's is a nice, easy pass, and they get it over.
Brooke.
Colleagues. Wow. Wowza. I think she deserves a dig for that. It was kept in play. So, anytime ball's kept in play, it's a good dig. That second one, as long as it can be played, and it pretty much was. So,
she got a great dig, and it went out of bounds.
That was a beauty.
Great dig.
Beauty. So, Brooke Colleagues to Hope, or I'm sorry, to Chloe, to Olivia Patch, who tips it over. And then St. Mary's can't handle it, so back serve for the Indians is Paige Forkamp. And she's got this new monster serve. And she hits it inbounds. That was an ace. Nice serve, Paige Forkamp.
About 150 miles an hour.
I know, that strong arm.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'd like to see her drop a toss, maybe about another foot. That would take, but... It's coming around.
She did learn that about 10 feet already.
Yep, she did. It's
been working
around.
On it.
Yep, there it is. That's the lower toss. Took a little bit off, but she got behind it. So she's learning. Whole girl is learning. Yeah. So free ball over to the Indians, to Chloe, and then nice hard hit by Olivia Patch. And the St. Mary's can't handle it. So Paige Forkamp gets us another serving point. And Olivia Patch gets a nice hit. I think there was some miscommunication on St. Mary's side, so Paige Forkamp back to serve. And I don't know if you are listening, but you can hear when her hand makes contact with that ball. It's like a rocket.
Another ace.
Another ace. It is like a rocket.
Now that's the libero, right? And that she hit it to there?
Yeah,
isn't that supposed to be probably the quickest person?
It's supposed to be the best answer.
Those are rockets that she's hitting.
I wouldn't want to be behind it. Another hurdle, and that one just goes out of bounds. You know, and that's pretty good for her. She's got three in a row, and then, but she gets us two aces out of that. That's pretty good. So we'll take it. Indians up 4-2. And back to serve. So Brenna Coleman comes in for page 410.
Front row, we have Paige Judy, Olivia Patch, and Brooke Collins.
Key to Chloe, back set to Olivia Patch, who comes in at a wrong angle and just hits it right out of bounds. But good swing. She just needs to turn shoulders a little bit. I think Coach Conley might have just told her that very same thing.
She was facing the bleachers. That's where the ball went.
Yep. And ball served over and way out of bounds by Samantha Ackroyd. I know some of these St. Mary's girls because they played at Grand Lake volleyball. So they all, some of them look familiar to me.
And our Coach Madison Boring has been a coach at Grand Lake for several years.
Yes, she has.
I believe she played college volleyball.
She did.
Right?
She played for Ohio Northern. Yeah, that she did. I think she ended up being a DS. Yeah. So back to serve for the Indians is Kiki, so that tells you we have a little bit of a change. Free ball, and then to Chloe, back set to Whitley Ramos. Just a little too wide of a set. I'm not sure where that ball was going. I think she was setting the official.
Nah, I'm just kidding. just keeping us awake over here.
Yeah, just keeping us awake. So Kiki has a nice serve, but Indians can't keep it in play.
Indians up 5-4. Back to serve for St. Mary's is Kelsey Fox.
Brenna Holman to Chloe up to Whitley Ramel, who just misses it. She's trying to tip it. She sees the hole, but she's tipping it sideways instead of forward. And I just heard her dad yell really loud. So he's giving her the what for, I think.
And I think she ignored it.
Nice play by the Indians. I don't know how they did it. They get their hands in there and just touch it. Just off of Brooke Collins' hands. So number one for St. Mary's gets the kill and puts them up 6-5. So back to serve receive for the Indians. We have Kiki, Brenna, and Brooke Collins. Let's see if they can't get us a three ball here. And over to Brooke Collins. Oh, just gets Chloe a little too close to the net. That's twice in a row. She's just got her a little too close. And you know, I've worked with Chloe in the past with anything that tight. You just need to turn sideways and try not to reach for it.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to work a little bit more on that. So Brooke
got caught underneath the net on that.
Yeah. To Chloe, to Paige, Judy, just such a nice kill. So nice hit. Hit by Paige Judy. And then out for the Indians is Paige Judy, and in is Hope. And then also Marissa Garkey goes in for Chloe Showalter. So back to serve for the Indians, we have Hope.
Hope will be when we're setting this round.
Yeah. See what she can do. She has a nice serve. Oh, and just off the block of hand. So Singers gets a kill off of Marissa Whitley. I'm not sure whose hand got on it, but
Brooke almost got to it.
Yeah, almost.
She laid out for that. Right in her hand.
Yeah, Brooke will lay out for just about any ball. She will sacrifice bruises and cuts and scrapes. And back to serve, we have Cherie up to Marissa. To Marissa. Marissa to Marissa. That was a great, great play by Marissa Dorsey. So she got the beautiful serve receive, and she gets the match. So Indians rotate real quick. We are down 7-8, and Paige Fortcamp comes in for Brenna. Always nice to see her come in.
Back to serve.
Yep. Hope with a dig.
Mary.
Kiki setting up the offense over to Paige Fortcamp, who matches it.
Somebody's in
that. Let's see if she can give us a number. I can't see her. I think it was Marissa. Yep, it was Marissa.
Yeah.
Number 8.
I'm thinking we don't have a 50.
I know.
8.
Yep, 8. Yep. You know, I'm an official and I still have to figure out how they give. I wish they would just, I don't know, something different than the system we have for volleyball. It's weird.
Back to serve for St. Mary's is Abby Young.
Indians down 7-9. Kiki with the ball to Hope. Middle to Whitley Ramel, who keeps it in play. Paige Fortcamp. and a free ball, Kiki to Hope, out to Paige Forkamp, who just ripped it out of bounds, but nice hit. Just out of bounds. So just out of bounds. Hard, hard hit ball.
And he is down 10-7.
Yep. And service to Kiki to Hope, out to Paige Forkamp. Got to get the big touch and get a nice kill. It's a great kill. It's something we needed. So nice play. So Olivia passed back in with Ramo back to serve.
Kiki goes out.
And Kiki has a seat for a minute. She gets a little half rotation break right here.
Little break for a little while.
Yep. So we'll see what they can string a few serves together here.
It seems like we have some good momentum the last two.
Nice serve. And Paige Forkamp for the free ball, Hope, back to Marissa Garkey, who hits a sharp, sharp hit. Sharp hit. So free ball over to Marissa, and she can't handle it.
I bet you wish she'd have that one back.
Yep, I bet she does. I bet she does.
St. Mary's is Carly Kaywood.
Yeah, so that free ball just dribbled over the net and just landed right on top of Marissa's head. Those are the worst. I think she just overran it.
I think
so.
It even touched the net a little bit.
Yep. So Brooke to Hope, out to Paige Forkamp, and she low shots it into the center of the court, and St. Mary's picks it up, back set, and nice hit. Brooke Collins to Hope. Hope just tips it over and gets us a nice kill. Nice kill for Hope Wendell.
I think it was Olivia that was coming over our direction and
pulled the blocker.
I was
probably
not the only one thinking that it was going to her.
Yep.
And they were looking at her,
yep.
And she just dropped it in there.
And
that
Hope,
was awesome.
Yep, Hope just said, I think I'll just dump this over. So Indians get a point, and Chloe back to serve. And Indians down 9-11. Nice serve, Chloe. The first serve is good. And they call a double, so Indians get a point. JV, just a reminder, JV did go down in three. Real strong. Nice ace serve by Hope, or Chloe. First game, they didn't play so well. I think it was like 25-10, and then they won 28-26, and they lost the third one, like 15-12. So, and the freshman I do know pulled off a win. So, Chloe back to serve, and she gets another nice serve. And they got a free ball over to Paige Forkamp, to Chloe. Paige Forkamp is going to throw it out. I think we're forgetting that we have to play the ball first, and and not run around like chickens. People are running around like chickens with their heads cut off, so play the ball first. And St. Mary's back to serve. Brooke Collins to Chloe back out to Paige Forkamp, Paige Beauty. Gosh almighty. Hey, Judy, who gets us a good bomb straight down.
Straight down.
Yep.
Right on the line.
Yep, that's
right
where she needs to hit it, you know, and they need to recognize those short blockers and
yeah,
take advantage of that.
Yeah,
she
did. Playing height advantage over there.
Yep. So Paige Forkamp back to serve again. Nice down ball serve again. And they have to make a play out of it, and an illegal hit. So Indians get the point.
Nice serve.
Yep. I'm curious to see if they'll use her as a back row attack option with her being back there. We'll see what they do. Last serve again is Paige Forkamp. Nice serve.
Wow.
I don't know how. And a block.
I saw
Paige Fort Judy and Olivia Pat said not today.
It's a nice wall.
Yes,
put
it
up
is.
There.
Yep.
Put that block straight down.
Yep. So Paige Forkamp gets us another service point.
14-12.
Nice little run here. Another bomb of a serve. Nice serve received by St. Mary's. And again, another block. Olivia
Patch got that one.
Yeah, Olivia Patch and Brooke Collins. Get a little help from Brooke Collins there. So Paige
block that straight down again.
Sure did. Yep. Paige Forkamp gets us another service point. And she's back to serve again. And she gets another one. And up to hit it is Paige. Back row attack.
He called her over.
Oh, he called her over.
Yeah. She put her hand over the net.
Yep. Gotcha. His signal was a back row attack. That's why I was confused.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I was like, okay. But, okay, back serve is Samantha Ackroyd for St. Mary's. Indians up 15-13, so a nice little run. Kiki has struggled a little bit with the serve receive, just throw it right into the mat, and Chloe can't pull it out. So St. Mary's gets her point. Samantha Ackroyd serving again. To Brooke, puts it right on the net again. Nice play. Olivia Pass makes a nice effort at the ball, and then just some reaction time, can't quite get through it. So.
Two little passes in a row.
Yep.
Received.
Yep. It's not good.
Take a little bit off.
See if the Indians can give us that. There we go. St. Mary's puts it right in the net. That's what we need. So, libero position rotates. Olivia Patch comes and sits down. Whitley Rammel goes in. Kiki goes back to serve. We'll see if Kiki can swing us some points.
In the back row is Kiki, Brenna, and Chloe. In front row, we have Witt, Brooke, Collig, and Paige Judy.
Nice serve by Kiki. Down ball out of bounds, and Williams let it go. And they score their 7. Can't see the scoreboard. 16 point. I think it should be 17. Yeah, 17 point. Yep. There it goes. We got 4 board down there by Faith Collig. Nice serve by Kiki. Holy moly. Good hustle by Cher. I'm just going to call her Cher because I can never pronounce her name. But nice ace serve by Kiki.
Yes, she made a nice dive for that.
Yep.
And made a good save, but it hit the bottom of the raised up side backboard.
Yep, if it wouldn't hit that, it would have been good. So St. Mary's is struggling with the serve receive, free ball over. Back set to Whitley Rammel, who gets stuck at the net with her running a slide.
They got blocked on that. I thought
we had
been touched on the way back.
Right.
Way out of bounds.
Yeah.
But
I wondered if it was. I couldn't talk to her, but yeah.
It's hard to play.
It is.
Like that
one's coming at your face. Yeah. Yeah, it was a good play, good hard hit, but you got to see our blockers. St. Mary's with the serve. Brooke to Chloe. And the free balled over by Kiki. St. Mary's able to run their offense. Out of bounds. And they hit it way out of bounds. And subbing in for the Indians, we have Marissa and Hope. And going to sit down is Chloe and Paige Judy. And I'm going to have to nickname my pages, I think. You know, Madison always called Paige Four Camp Chang, but she's PF for her nephew. So I think I might just do that, is call her Chang. So if y'all are wondering who Chang is, it's Paige Forkamp. So nice dig by Kiki.
If you could figure out which one you wanted it to be, it could be page 1 and page 2.
Yeah, I could.
Then we'd have the whole book. But
yep,
which one's
going to
be 1
right.
And which one's going to be 2.
Right.
Because they're both awesome.
Yep, yep. So Indians up 19-17.
Pretty back to serve.
Yep, and she serves it out of bounds. That's where we want it served. It's right out of bounds. Paige Forkamp back in for Brenna. Our front row right now with Whitley, Paige, and Marissa. Back to serve is Brooke Collig. Let's see, she had a string of serves in that first game. We'll see if she can get us more. Nice serve. And they handle it pretty easy. Back set, and then
nice block.
Blocked by Whitley and Paige. So nice blocking and timeout by Madison. Wearing for the St. Mary's F Riders. So we'll take a little break.
Indians up 21-17.
Recovery Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignment, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Street
Market is having a big end of the summer sale going on now through Labor Day with great prices throughout the store. Looking for some great brats for the grill? They have 5 packs of Johnsonville brats on sale. Get 2 packs of their fresh brats for $9.99 or 2 packs of Johnsonville smoked brats for $8.99. And you can get their great quarter-pound hamburger patties for the package for just $2.99.
We'll get back to Wayne Street Market in a little bit.
Okay.
Game on.
Game on. Brooke Pollack with a nice serve. Samaras handles it for the middle hitter. She tips it over. Willie Ramos says, nope.
Nice recovery.
Yep. And they try to tip it. Paige Fulkin says, nope. And then she gets set and gets a nice kill. So some good front row play there by Whitley and Paige Fulkin. Just smart and quick, aggressive play. That's just what we need. Yep. Back to throw Paige. I'm sorry. Brooke Pollack. And they handle it pretty easy. Back set. And it goes out of bounds. So Indians get their 22nd point.
23rd.
Sorry, my bad. I'm looking up at the scoreboard.
They were looking for a touch on that one.
Yeah.
Didn't get it.
Yeah, I didn't see it. But
I wasn't looking. But my eyes aren't that good anyway.
Yeah, right. Me neither. So Brooke Pollack go back to throw. Nice easy pass out to their outside hitter, and she hits it way out of bounds.
A little afraid of those big blocks.
Yep.
Yep.
And I blame her. She was some tall goals across the almost.
Yeah.
Indians on their game point. We'll see if Brooke Collins can finish the game for us. Nice easy serve. Jump set to the middle hitter, and just off the hands of the Indians. So the block didn't quite get it, so they get their 18th point, and they're going to sub a few players in.
I think we were obviously expecting a harder hit than that, and they just kind of tapped it.
Off their hands, and that's what we teach. Anything close to the net, as a hitter, you're taught you have to hit it off the top of their hands. Don't try to kill it right into their hands. You got to swipe it to the side. Make them touch it and then hit it out down. So St. Mary's player did a nice job of that. So PC to Hope out to block Paige Fulkamp, block to Hope out to Paige Fulkamp again. And to block again. And then Hope back set to Marissa Garkey, who goes line and there, nails it. And she nailed it. So a couple of hits into the net, but some great, great, great coverage by the girls, and then a good nice hit by Marissa to end it. So Indians win game 2, 25-18.
Wayne Street Market is having a big end of the summer sale going on now through Labor Day with great prices throughout the store. Looking for some great brats for the grill? They have 5 packs of Johnsonville brats on sale. Get 2 packs of their fresh brats for $9.99 or 2 packs of Johnsonville smoked brats for $8.99. And you can get their great quarter-pound hamburger patties for the package for just $2.99. And if you're looking for some great steaks for the grill, how about these? Ribeye steaks for $6.99 a pound. Or New York strip steaks for just $4.99 a pound. These are all available in their grab-and-go cakes. So get to Wayne Street Market and get in on these great prices for some great grilling. These special prices are good through Labor Day, and they'll be open from 10 to 2 on Labor Day Monday. You can always count on great prices and great selection at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractor from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Okay, hey, we're back here for Fort Recovery, Foresight Fieldhouse for the third set of this match. Getting ready to start. Looks like the Indians have the same lineup in. I didn't look at any stats for this game, but what do you think, Susie? Do you think the score was exactly the same? So I thought there was no miscommunication that game. There was no point where somebody was like, oh, I don't know who's going to get this ball. So that was an improvement. So, you know, that looked a lot better. So, and I think we had a few more blocks, actually several more blocks that second game, too. So
we didn't have that lull that went through where, you know, 4, 5, 6 points where we couldn't get out of it.
So. Yeah, so a little bit more back and forth play. So definitely looked a little better. We'll see what the plan is here, see if we make any changes, and go from there. So,
same lineup here. We got Kelly Showalter, Paige Forkamp, Kara Wendell, Brooke Collins, Paige Judy, and Olivia Patch.
Yeah. I'm going to give a shout out to Madison Ramo. I know she's out there listening and wishing she could be here. So,
hi, Maddie. Good luck at Tiffin.
Yeah. Good luck, baby girl. Get out there and kill it.
I think you can hear the crowd in the background. We have a good crowd here tonight.
There is.
Really good high school showing here tonight, too. High school kids.
Yeah, there was quite a few. So St. Mary's throws it over. QT has a hard time with it, but St. Mary's is going to end up having to almost free ball it over, and they can't get it over. So, Server Steve hasn't been good for this, but, you know, it'll get better. I think, you know, it's a first spoon jitter type thing, I'm hoping. So back to serve, we have page 14. And I know when it's going in because it's a low toss. Love it. So they have a Kiki with a dig out to Chloe, out to page 4. Paige Judy hits it out of bounds. Yep. I'm sorry, she hits it
into the block.
Into the block, but it goes out of bounds, so she gets her kill.
Point for the Indian.
Yeah. 2-0.
That one was hit hard, too.
That was hit very hard, definitely. So page 4 camp. T.S. Chang back to serve. And nice serve by T.S. Chang. Outside hit and nice dig by Paige. Go. So she has a nice dig too, and nobody left to go get it. So in the Indians is Brenna for Paige. 14. And St. Mary's goes back to serve. Score is 2-1 in favor of the Indians. And if I remember correctly, I think Madison might have given Paige that nickname. I'm not sure, but. So Kiki to Chloe, back set to Olivia Pat. She can't get over the blockers. So nice block by St. Mary's. And, you know, I'm not sure how they read that, because we have three hitters coming at once.
Yeah.
So it's a nice play by St. Mary's. So Brooke Pollock to Chloe, and now to Brooke Pollock again, and she is the Indian net. So St. Mary's is their third point. See if we can get out of this really quick rotation. So Silver Steve, Brenna, Chloe tries to dump it over and dump it into the net. And you know, I've told setters time and time again, you'd never, ever, ever want to dump on a Silver Steve because the defense is there. They're not transitioning. They're doing nothing but stand there. So a nice hard hit by Paige Judy.
Good dig by St. Mary.
Yes. Kiki to Chloe up to Olivia Pat. She just mashes it. So she goes and sits down after a really nice hit. And that's our rotation with our libero. So Kiki goes back to serve.
Olivia, almost every other hit this game has been been those taps.
Yep.
Tap, smash.
Yep. Kiki back to serve, just out of bounds. Just long.
It floated a little bit.
Yeah. She has that tap just perfected.
Yeah.
And that's
fury that's not going to hit you in the face. If it does, it won't hurt. But it's going to embarrass you. And then she smashes one. So now they're really going to have to be on their toes.
Indians down 3-5. Kiki to Chloe. Chloe Bumsets it to Whitley Rammel. So nice hit by Whitley. Keeps it in play. And Chloe to Kiki out to Brooke Colleague. Brenna to Whitley to Paige Judy. Free balling it over. Nice play. And they're able to out of bounds by St. Mary's. So Indians make a nice play, a little miscommunication, I think, in the back row. Who's going to take it? Chloe sits down. Marissa goes in and takes. Judy sits down, and Hope Wendell comes in.
That was a pretty good save to get that ball on that other side, but it was an even better play because it came over, came back to in play low.
Right. Whitley Rammel blocked an attempt at a dunk. And then Hope with a dig. Kiki out to the right side hit of Marissa Garcia, who hits it in.
I thought that hit exactly right on the line.
I thought it was out of bounds, and the official overruled it. Definitely. I thought it was a good 6 inches out of bounds. So official overruled, and the point goes to St. Mary's Rough Riders, and they lead us 6-4 in this game. So
we seem to dig ourselves in a hole.
We do.
So far.
Yep, we do. That's the third for St. Mary's. He's coming backwards. To Brenna, to Hope, outside to Marissa Garkey, who gets a nice kill.
That was a nice set by Hope. She laid that right where she needed it to be.
Yes, she did. And for the Indians, we have Paige Fulkamp and Brenna Holmes going to them. Indians down 5-6. Early in the third game.
Back to service for Cox, for college.
This has been a good rotation for us, and she's back to service. And they got a three ball it over.
She's under the net.
She was. We'll see what we can do with it. And out to Paige. I almost stopped breathing for a minute because I was afraid somebody's going to get hurt. Yeah. She didn't have a blocker.
That was a beautiful setup.
But she didn't even have to hit a hard. She just, there was no blockers. It just
straight down.
Yeah, and that's all you need sometimes. That's all you need. So nice quarter by Brooke Pollock. Back set. And, just by our defense. I don't know if that hit between our blockers. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Hit the net.
Yep.
Between the blockers, I believe.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, it hit the net and kind of affected because I was watching back. I think it was Kiki that kind of had it eyed and then saw where it was going and then it dropped because it hit the net and messed her up a little
just
bit.
Slowed it down just enough. She's ready for a fastball.
Yep.
Server to Paige Judy to Hope for Paige Fulkamp. Just barely. And I thought she got touched, but. Evidently not.
Hope with another great set.
Yeah. Kiki to Hope to Whitley Rammel. Nice hit. Just getting it over. Just a little, not quite. And then Whitley Rammel and Melissa with the block. And Hope with a dig. Kiki to set up the offense. Oh, just off his finger. So we're going to call a double. It has to be perfect if you're not the setter. I'm telling you. Indians down. 9-6. Kiki to Hope. And, putting her arm too far on the net. I can't handle that. So, I need Gito setter to turn sideways. That's what needs to be done. Turn in, go sideways. So we're going to change up our serve receive. We're going to pull back. We're pulling back Marissa and Hope.
But
I don't know who's setting. Whitley? There's no setter up there. I don't know what's out. My goodness. So Hope comes from way back there. And Hope with the dig. The Kiki out to Marissa Garkey. And Marissa Garkey just will pass it over. And a tip to Paige Fulkamp. The Hope out to Paige Fulkamp. Nice bomb. She just finishes it.
Nice set.
Yeah. She just finished it. So back to serve is Whitley Rammel for the Indians. And Olivia Pass comes in and takes over the middle hitting. for the Indians. Indians down 10-7. Nice serve by Whitley, and St. Mary's handled it pretty easy, and Olivia, Paige, and Melissa said not today.
That was pretty telegraphed right in the middle. Those girls were ready for it.
Yep.
That block went straight down.
Yes. Yes.
Nice serve by Whit.
Yes. Another nice serve by Whit. He gets her ace. She'll be excited about that. She'll be so excited she might miss this next one if we know her.
Time out
for St. Mary's. Indians down 9-10 in the third.
America Lanes will be open the rest of the summer, Thursday through Sunday. They're open at 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and 3 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. That means you can get all your favorites again. Wings, subs, great sandwiches, and fried goodies, and of course, their pizza. Call ahead at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up, or stop by and see Corey and Jared and order your food and visit with the gang while your food's getting ready. And don't forget their famous pizza and wing buffet every Friday at lunch. America Lanes, now open Thursday through Sunday for the rest of the summer. Stop in or call 375-4274.
Okay, and we're back here at Fort Recovery, Portside Fieldhouse. Indians down 9-10 in the third set. They won the first two, 25-18. So we'll see how we end up finishing this out.
Each of these sets, we've opened up really slow.
Yeah.
In the beginning, and it seems like
they come around.
This point, then we come around and.
Yeah, about Midland.
Able to.
Mm-hmm. So back to serve, we have Whitley Bramble back there. She's got her first two serves in, and she had an ace on her last attempt. So
got Whitley, Brooke, and Hope in the back row. The front row is Marissa, Olivia, and Paige Fortkamp.
We'll see what the offense does. And I don't know what's taking us so long. Somebody's talking about something.
I'm not sure
either. I think they're having to move the boys. Maybe they have to sit. Oh, here comes our athletic director.
Uh-oh, those boys are in trouble.
Yeah. Athletic director is busy tonight, getting his first job of the night. So Brent Niekamp is going to have a chit-chat with the boys, I guess. I don't know.
I didn't see him getting anywhere near the court.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I'm not sure if they were.
They've stood over in that corner for years.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know. Maybe they were saying something. I don't know. Somebody might have.
You know what? I don't think they're allowed in front of that purple line.
Yeah, I think they were in
brown part of the court. Probably.
Yeah, which is playable area. So that might have been it, yeah.
But it's so awesome to see the number of high school kids here watching this.
Yeah.
Great support for these girls. Great serve by Whitley.
Oh, just off Marissa's hand. Marissa and Liv just off her hand. So kudos for Whit. She got three in a row. I'm excited for her.
She proved you wrong.
She did. She's really been working hard on it. So back to serve as share for the St. Mary's Rough Riders, and they are up 11-9. And then Brooke College to Hope back set to Marissa Garkey with a match. An absolute match. She's a nice little addition to the
work. She's on the right side really well.
She does. We worked on her a lot. Just had her on my club team. We work on that a lot. So it's a nice job. So in for the Indians, we have Paige, Judy, and Chloe. Chloe's going to go back and serve. Balls up, and nice serve by Chloe. St. Mary's handles it pretty easy to their middle hitter. And off of our two blockers. So nice hit, or nice play by the St. Mary's Rough Riders. And they're going to set a few goals in.
And back to 12-10.
Yep. Back to serve receive at page 14. She's getting back. Yep. And sometimes on this rotation, they pull page Judy back. And that's probably a better spot for where she's at because they have to, anything short is a little bit easier to handle. So. And for the Indians is Brenna for page 14.
And St. Mary just served it right into the net for us. Thank you very much.
Nice of them, wasn't it? Yeah.
Very polite.
Yeah. So Brenna back to serve. And St. Mary just get right into the net. So now we have Brenna serving. this point. Keeps us tied here for Brassford again. And a dig by Brenna to Chloe out to Paige Judy, who tips it. And nice play by Brooke Hollis out to Paige Judy, who finishes it. So nice tip by Brooke Hollis. She made a good block touch, and then, okay. So she made a nice touch, and then she played the ball in the air, and we were able to get it to get the ball to Paige Judy. Brenna still serving. Nice serve by Brenna. And they get a nice kill. I don't know if our block was a little late there or what, but St. Mary's gets a kill, and they tie it up 13-13.
That's a really nice shot by them.
Yeah.
Smacked it right there.
Yep. Right. I think we're right between our blockers.
Yep, right between them.
Okay, so St. Mary's back to serve. Brenna to Chloe. Middle to Paige Judy. Nice dig by St. Mary's. And then back right to handle it. And the point goes to the Indians.
Back to serve for the Indians is Kiki. And in the lineup, the front row is Whitley Rimmel. And out goes Olivia Patch. They're up 14-13.
And nice serve. Overpass. And Paige Judy gives them a chance at it. And then she gets a dig. Chloe to Paige Judy. And she gets a... Hits it right into the net. So... a good play, a little too quick of a play. We need to maybe dump that or find somebody else to hit it. So Paige Wilkins still, or Judy is still trying to play defense. So Judy to Chloe to Whitley to get the kill. So I'm not sure. So Chloe out, Marissa in, Hope in, Paige Judy out. My goodness, it takes me a minute.
You have to think about it.
Yeah, Indians up 15-14. Nice serve by Hope. And they have to free ball it over. Let's see the kind of free ball play we've got.
Oh, man, I thought that got in.
I'm not sure what that free ball play was. We had girls running around like chicken with their heads.
A lot of movement going on there. And
she just tapped that over, and I thought that was going to drop in.
And it just went out.
Because they weren't going to be able to touch it.
Yeah, just went out. And Brenna to Hope out to Marissa. Nice hit by Marissa Darcy. Nice match. I tell you what, for a sophomore, that girl just crushes it.
Beautiful set.
Yeah. Beautiful set. So in for the Indians, Paige.
Okay.
Back to service. Brooke.
Indians up 16-15.
Let's start walking away from them here.
Yeah, I think we just need to end it right here. Now would be a good time to just end it. Oh, darn it. Broke too soon. Brooke College throws it out of bounds.
Yeah, we need 9.
Yeah.
So let's get 9 out of the next 12.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
They'll get 19. No, yeah. Both other games have been 18, so let's just let them get 2 more.
Yeah, okay. That'd be nice.
Make them all the same.
Yeah. St. Mary's back serve, and they serve it way out of bounds. That's not even a question. Olivia Patch back in. Whitley Rimmel goes back to serve. Let's see how she does here. She has some goals. Let's see if she hit her goals. Up. Nice. Nice. Easy serve. Outside hit. It goes way out of bounds. So Indians get another point.
Good decision by Brooke to let that go.
Yes. I thought she was going to dive and try to touch it. Mm-hmm. Like, girl, just let it go. Better off just letting it go. I've always told girls that if that ball gets so far behind you, you're better off just letting it go. So another nice serve by Whitley Rimmel. And they got a free ball to over. Let's see what kind of action we get here. Whitley, or I guess Marissa Garcia. So we have this play where Marissa comes right and hits middle. And she just hits it out of bounds. So nice play, nice looking play. to get Marissa involved in that offense a little bit. So maybe a little bit higher set. I'm not sure. Back service share. Brooke Pollock. Marissa Garkey sends it way out to page four. Campo dumps it. Nice roll to the setter. So very nice hit by Paige.
Nice play by the St. Mary's girl to get to it, but she couldn't get it up high enough for anybody to play it.
Yep. Bounce off her.
What a great effort getting to it.
Yeah, bounce off her elbow and then her head. So back to serve of the Indian gives Chloe. And St. Mary's makes a nice play to the middle and just off our blocker's hand. And I think that went off the left, Olivia Pass's left hand. I think her hands are way behind her on the block, so hopefully they can work on getting that in front of her. Very fast serve, and Indians up 19 to 18. Easy serve received by Kiki. Oh my goodness. Chloe and way out of bounds, Olivia Pass. That looked ugly from the start. Yeah. Well, it was a great free ball or a great pass. And Chloe needs to get her head to the ball, like get her forehead to the ball. That's it, I'm trying to say. Get it at her forehead. There you go. So full camp out to Paige Judy, who will shot it over. And Paige blocks. Paige to Paige. Paige full camp gets a nice hit. Can't quite make the play. So St. Mary's tips it over and can't quite make the play. So the Indians are going to the time.
We got 2019 back in just a minute.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of recommended vaccines to protect against shingles, pneumonia, whooping cough, tetanus, seasonal influenza, and more. With our comprehensive immunization program, Kalp Pharmacy wants to help keep you safe and healthy from many vaccine-preventable diseases. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern in Union City, Indiana, or call 800-686-2314 for more information. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management position, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back. And we're back here at Fort Recite Fieldhouse. Indians down 20-19 in this third set.
We've got some sloppy play in the last 4 or 5 points.
Yeah, this hasn't been pretty these last few points. So page four camp to Chloe, back to page four camp for her. That's who I would give it to. Smart decision.
It was a nice back set by Chloe.
Yeah, it was. So page four camp goes back to serve, and I wonder if we could use her a little bit more in the back row here when she's actually in. I think that would be a nice offensive option. We'll see. So this one's going over and in, I can tell already. Oh, we just got burnt. Oh, nice play by St. Mary's. The setter really made a nice play by jump setting it. Just keeping it on their side. I mean, I think any other official might have called that one a double. I don't know. Questionable.
She did make a good play.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty. Yeah. Pretty, pretty play. And I think everybody clapped for the tip, and she did not tip it. St. Mary's back to serve. Kiki to Chloe to the middle to Paige Judy, who gives us a nice tilt. Whitley and Olivia do their little switch, and Kiki goes back to serve.
High ball game, 21-21.
Yep, let's see if Kiki can close this out. Be ideal if she could. Nice serve by Kiki. St. Mary's handles it pretty good, and they get the hitter hits it just out of bounds, so Kiki's going to give us our 22nd point.
Finally got the lead back.
Yes.
Been a while.
We needed that.
Yes.
Yep. So think he'd have to serve again. Nice serve. Having trouble with it. And again, I'm going to have to free ball it over. We'll see what the Indians come up with here.
About 6 inches out.
Yeah.
That's a crush.
Yep.
Just smack that one hard.
Yep. The best third receiver, they have Judy, Kiki, and Brenna. So the ball goes to Key, to the Chloe, to Whitley, who dumps it right smack in the middle of the court for a nice
kick. They were looking for another crush.
They were.
And she just tipped it a little bit to the side of them.
Yep.
Hit the floor right behind them.
I wasn't sure she got that pancake, and I was a little nervous, but she ended up getting it. So back to serve, we have Hope. Hope back to serve and see if she can get us some points. And just out of bounds. Just barely out of bounds.
Yep, on the side.
23-23. We're letting them linger. Letting them linger. We got to finish.
Yeah, we need to get these 2 points. Let's not even go extra.
Yep. I wouldn't mind playing a fourth in the fifth game. I think we could use it.
We could use practice.
Yep, in Murray's. We could use it.
Served that one right into the net for us.
Yes, they did.
We could finish it here.
Yeah, so Indians on game point, 24-23.
I guess a little more practice wouldn't be a bad thing, but I'd just rather just win.
I don't like the risk either, but it'd be nice to get one more little game in. So,
for colleague back to serve.
Good serve. Yeah. Kiki with the dig. Hope. Paige Fulkamp. Nice skill. Nice skill, Paige Fulkamp, to end it. So we'll be back in a minute and we'll talk about a few stats and then we'll be done.
Yep. Back in just a minute.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner special. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brook Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for a New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Okay, we're back here at Portside Fieldhouse. Indians host St. Mary's Rough Riders tonight, and they win in three, 25-18, 25-18, and 25-23. The JV went down in three, 25-10, I believe, was their first game, and then 28-26, and then the third game, I believe, was 15-11. No, I'm sorry, not 15, 25-21, 21, yeah, something like that. So it was a close game. I think they battled back and forth, and then St. Mary's just ended up finding a few more holes than them. So, and I believe our freshman came back with a win. I don't know whether or not that was in two. Okay, that was in two. Okay, so our freshman get a win in two, JV loses in three, and our varsity wins in three. At the end here, I just have a few stats. Bill Collins with 8 digs, and then Kira Wendell had 6. Paige Fulkamp had 6. Hope had 3. Whitley had 2. So, and then as far as kills go, Paige Judy with 7, Olivia Patz with 2, Paige Fulkamp with 13, and Whitley Rammel with 4. And again, these are stats that I'm trying to do as I talk, and I don't know how good they are, but at least there's something.
It's better than nothing and not and unofficial, but probably very close.
Yeah, it's too far off. And then I would say we had 1, 3, 4, about 10 blocks between Whitley and Marissa, Paige Fulkamp, and Olivia Patz. So, again, good night for the Indians. They come out with a win. Not so pretty win, but, you know, with it being the first game of the season, I guess we'll take it and learn from it. So thanks to you for helping out. What do you think? Any feedback?
Well, I think it's a good start to the season.
Yeah.
Learned some things tonight.
I think so, too.
Did some good things, and they have some things they need to work on.
Yep, I think so.
We'll take that into the season as we start to get into our MAC schedule.
Yep.
Coming up.
Yep. Amen. All right. Thanks, Neil.
Right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.